Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 12, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 13th, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Today Goswami is explaining how to become perfect gentleman, that is, cultured. If we do not accept education, culture, then what is the difference between a man and a dog? There is no difference. So, the basic civilization means everything under rules and regulations. That is basic civilization. Animal cannot be brought under rules and regulations. That is not possible. Therefore, that is the speciality of human society, that the more one society follows the rules and regulations, he is to be considered civilized. Just like throughout the whole history, there are civilizations, Aryan civilizations, Aryan and non-Aryan. What is the difference? Aryan means progress. One who is progressing towards the perfection of life, they are called Aryans. And those who are degrading towards animal propensity, they are non-Aryans. This is the difference. Aryan culture. So, Krishna, when found Arjuna, that he was in the battlefield, and Krishna himself is guiding him and becoming the chariot driver, and he saw that Arjuna is declining fight, he became surprised. So he chastised him, kutasti kasmanam idam visame samupasthitam anarjajustam. Arya. So this is not for a gentleman business. You are behaving like non-Aryans. So this is the difference between culture and non-culture. There is a Bengali proverb that one girl was to dance on the stage. So in Indian civilization, the girls or the women, they cover their head with from superiors. So last day was a ghumtar. She has gone to dance on the stage and she is pulling on the now, when the opportunity appears to become a household wife, you come to dance. So similarly, Arjuna was chastised that you have come to fight and now you are becoming very non-violent, atheist. So this is anarcha. You have to do your duty in proper place. That is Aryanism. That is Arya. Arya Samaj means one who knows his duty, how to do it in proper time. The Kshatriya, his duty is to fight, to defend from the hands of the enemy. So he is declining to fight, so he is chastising non-Aryans. You are not Aryan. So, here, for Sukadeva Goswami said, "My dear king, if a diseased person eats the pure, uncontaminated food prescribed by a physician, he is gradually cured. And the infection of disease can no longer touch him. Similarly, if one follows the regulative principles of knowledge, he gradually progresses toward liberation from material contamination." This is the translation of the Nasnata Pratham Pratham. Pratham means good foodstuff, not anything I can eat. That is the business of the hogs and dogs. Just like hogs have no discrimination, anything up to stool they give immediately. That is not human civilization. Although it is the law of nature that ahastani sahastana, vegetables or animals who has no hand. It's like ordinary animals, they have got four legs, no hand. So these four-legged animals is the food for the two-legged animals. Ahastani sahastana. Uncivilized men means two-legged animals. They're animals, but two-legged. There are four-legged animals, there are two-legged. So, ahastani sahastana. Avadani chatushpadam. And living entities who have no leg, just like the vegetables, grass, plants, trees, they have no leg, they cannot move. But they are living entities. They are food for chatushpadam, for the animals who have got four legs. Ahastani sahastanam, apadani chatushpadam, phalguni mahadam sattva. And the weak is food for the strong. Phalguni jiva jiva sajivanam. This is the law of nature, that one life is meant for maintaining another life. That is the life. So, sometimes they put forward this argument that you are also eating vegetables. They have got life. Why you object that non-vegetarians are eating four-legged animals? No, we are not going to infringe to the laws of nature. That is not our business. You can eat four-legged animals because you are also animal. But when we speak of civilized animals, civilized not animals, that is human being. So long one is not civilized, he is animal. And civilization begins when one understands that he is not this body. That is the beginning of civilization. Jasyatu buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke. So long one is in ignorance the bodily concept of life, he is animal. When one knows that I am not this body, and aham brahmasmi, then civilization begins. Here it is recommended that unless we follow the rules and regulations, then there is no possibility of curing our material disease. The whole process is we are in material disease. Otherwise, we are as good as Krishna. But because we are materially diseased, we are in the difficult position of birth, death, old age and disease. Krishna says, this is real problem. Janma mrityu charabhyadi dukkha dosanagar. So if we want to be cured from this disease, then we have to follow rules and rules. Just like a patient, if he wants to be cured from the disease, he has to follow the rules and regulations prescribed by the physician. Therefore, law, religion, Vedic scripture, they are all meant for human beings, not for the cats and dogs. In ordinary law, they are meant for human beings. It's like on the street, it is tipped to the right. So, this is for the human being. The cats and dogs go from right to the left or wrong. They are not prostituted. The law is meant for the human being. The human being does not follow rules and regulative principles, law, then he doesn't go. So civilized means to raise oneself from the animal status of life to the human status. That means rules and regulations. Nāsata apattham ivānyam vādhaya abhi-bhavanti evan niyamakrigrād. Niyama. Niyama means regulation. We have to follow the rules and regulations. That is compulsory. That is human. The Chaitanya Charitamrita will find this verse. Anādi mahimma jīva Krishna bhuli gela. Hataya Krishna veda purāna korila. The first part is, but our disease is that we have forgotten God. The more we are forgetful about God, the more we are animal. And the more we become advanced in understanding God, Krishna consciousness, then we are human being. And if we are more advanced, then we are devota, demigods. And when we more advanced, then we become fit for going back to home, back to garden. This is the cause. So, real civilization is how to go back to home, back to God. But they do not know. Nothing we do. The materialistic person, they do not know. Therefore, there must be organization, an institution to teach the human society how to go back to home, back to God. That is real civilization. Otherwise, cats and dogs, they are also eating, sleeping, mating, getting children, and dying. That is not human civilization. In the next verse, we will find that his human civilization can be attained. The first thing is, 13th verse, tapasā by austerity. Tapasā brahmacharyena samena ca dhamena ca tyagena satya shautrabhyam javena niyamena va. Deha bhag ud vijana dhira dharmagya sudhyanita kipanti agham mahadapi venugulma vibhara. These are the different states how one person can become civilized. So first thing is tapasā. Tapasā brahmacharya, austerity. Therefore the Vedic civilization, the children, they are taught from the very beginning, brahmacharya, tapasā brahmacharya. A small boy, 5 years old boy, that is gurukul. Brahmachari gurukule vasandānta gurur hitam It's a way of life to teach the brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is celibacy. To restrain from sex life. That is brahmacharya. So this is the beginning of civilization. That unlimited, unrestricted sex life, like hogs and dogs, that is not civilization. Civilization is the first effort to learn how to observe celibacy, to come to the point, no sex life, that is for sex civilization. No sex life. Therefore, in the basic civilization, we find the human society is divided into four orders and four spiritual orders, material and spiritual. Varnasam, Varnanas, Brahman, Khatri, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa.